Do I have to meet new people?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. One of the things that's become more and more apparent to me over time is this concept of being relationship reliant. And this is a concept that I learned pretty early on in my business career, but didn't really learn it. It didn't really sink in. And it sinks in more year after year after year. And you got to think about this. Relationship reliant is one of the three pillars of BrianJPombo.com. And it's something I talk about a lot. And I still don't think it fully sets in. And a lot of people seeing my last video would be asking, you know, why would you just put yourself out there just to meet new people? And I think the real reason is because nothing ever changes in your life until you have a connection with the right person, or until the right person you have a connection with, you learn something new about them, or they learn something new about you, so that you can go the next level. So you could take things beyond, you know, and I don't mean just within the relationship. I mean, having it when we're talking business, having that breakthrough, it happens only through one medium, and that's people, other people, people you know or people you don't know. That's those are your only options. And if you don't know them, it's really tough to figure out whether they can help you or not. Now, if you already know the people that can help you, then you just need to, all you got to do is move them from column A, people you don't know, into column B, people you do know, right? It's really that simple. And nowadays, look, we've got cell phones. We've got a lot of people still have landlines, especially businesses, traditional businesses, and people with traditional offices. You've got email. You've got all the different social medias, which is more than just one. Obviously, it goes on and on and on and on and on. You've got mail, snail mail addresses. Okay. There's just a handful of ways that you can go out and meet people, let alone if they're public individuals who show up to things, right? They show up to meetings. They show up to, if they're an outgoing person, they may be given a speech somewhere. There's so many ways to get in touch with somebody and meet somebody for the first time. You may have a connection to somebody that knows that person and they can introduce you. Everything in life, every problem you have right now, besides the real heavy, you know, spiritual stuff, I would imagine some of that stuff is just things you gotta, it's between you and somebody else. But in general, I think every problem you have or every problem you think you have can be solved or eliminated by the right relationship. Keep that in mind as you're going through the day and trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to get through this? Or how am I going to fix this problem that I've been having for years and years and years? You're one person away from fixing it. Start reaching out, touching base with people who you think might have an answer or who you think might know the person that has the answer. Get to know people. Get to know people that you connect with, not just intellectually, but people you connect with on a kind of a subconscious level, I guess you would say. You know, when you come across somebody on YouTube and you're like, that person seems cool, don't put them up on a pedestal and don't get all caught up and say, oh, this is the one, this is gonna make all the difference. No, just reach out, see if you can connect with the person. Some people don't want to connect. You might be one of those people. But realize, if you open yourself up to it and you allow people into your life and you go out there to find people to bring into your life, I think your life's going to get better. as long as you do well at handling people that aren't perfect, because it turns out, I've found this out, most of them aren't perfect. You know, they really aren't. Most of them are really screwed up, but they can be fun at the same time. So as long as you're cool with that and you're cool with learning how to be a better person by letting the little things go, then there's nothing better than getting more connections in your life. More relationships can lead to a better thing in the long run. And when we're talking business, there's really no way around it, at least from what I found. If you found something else, please leave a comment wherever you're watching or listening to this. That's all I have for tonight. Okay, go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow. Get out there and let the magic happen.